Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, Praise God with Music, and it is based on Psalm 149, verses 1 through 5, and Psalm 150. Music is a wonderful expression of communication that is a universal phenomenon recognized in most, if not all, human beings. Music is often used to communicate stories, emotions, and feelings, and to express praise, honor, and admiration. It is often used to soothe, calm, excite, and alter the mood of its hearers. Because music is such an intrinsic and prevalent part of human culture, it is not surprising that the use of music is an important part of divine worship. The 149th and 150th Psalm are the last Psalms in the book. It is fitting that they both are a call to worship God through music. Both Psalms call for singing accompanied by instruments to enhance the intensity of the music. Music often compels people to move, so dancing is also encouraged as part of the musical celebration. The subject of the music is God and His relationship to His people. It is something to be voiced and to be set to music. The words of these songs tell the Lord's people to sing a new song. New songs continue to reveal and relate the new and wonderful things the Lord continues to do day in and day out. These songs reflect the fact that the Lord is our Creator and that we should rejoice in the knowledge of that fact. As such, God is our King, our ruler, and sovereign Lord. We are called upon to find and make music with things other than our voices, but using whatever instruments may be appropriate to make sacred and reverent music. The psalmist suggests that the Lord takes pleasure in the music being played in His honor and that He will reward His people with deliverance from death or salvation. We are to sing and praise God when we gather or in the sanctuary and praise Him in the expanse outside the sanctuary. We are to praise Him for the revelation of His great power for and how He has intervened in the lives of mankind. We are called upon to use our creative gifts to craft instruments we can use to take our musical expressions of praise and thanksgiving to the highest level possible. No one is to be left out. The book of Psalms closes with the extol to let everything and everyone that breathes join in with this musical outpouring of praise unto the Lord. This is why there has been and should always be a musical element when the people of God gather. This is why we sing hymns, spirituals, psalms, and other forms of musical expression when we gather for worship. We should do it as an expression of our devotion, praise, and thanksgiving for our Creator, Deliverer, and Savior of our soul. When our songs and music is expressed in this way, others can see and hear and be moved by our songs to wanting to know the God that made them as well. No matter what our part in the song may be, whether leading, directing, playing, backing up, or supporting and going along, let us resolve to make it the best it can be by bringing pleasure to God. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking on the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section or you can share them on Sunday. So let's have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.